Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this special town meeting of the town of Canton. My name is David Leff. I'm the town meeting moderator. I make my home at 4 The Green in Collinsville. Can everyone hear? Can everyone hear me? Okay, good. Madam Town Clerk, would you be so kind as to read the call?
Legal notice, Town of Canton, Connecticut, special town meeting, Wednesday, June 26, 2019. Notice is hereby given to the electors of the Town of Canton and those qualified taxpayers lawfully entitled to vote in Canton Town Meetings pursuant to Section 7-6 of the Connecticut General Statutes that a special town meeting will be commenced on Wednesday, June 26, 2019 at 7 p.m. in Room F, located at the Canton Public Library and Community Center, 40 Dyer Avenue, Canton, Connecticut, to consider and take action on the following question. Shall the Town of Canton approve the Superintendent of Facilities and Grounds position within the Department of Public Works to oversee the consolidation of both the Town and Board of Education's facility and grounds maintenance along with capital projects? A copy of the proposed job description can be located online at townofcantonct.org and in the office of the Town Clerk and at the Canton Public Library. Dated at Canton, Connecticut, the 17th day of June, 2019. Board of Selectmen, Elizabeth L. Candersaw, First Selectman. The return of notice reads, I hereby certify that on June 17th, 2019, a copy of the foregoing warning and notice was left with Linda Smith, Town Clerk. I further certify that on June 20th, 2019, a copy of said warning and notice was published in the Hartford Current, a newspaper having a circulation in said town. I further certify that on June 17th, 2017, a copy of said warning and notice was posted on the town's website in all other places designated by charter. I further certify that all the above acts were done at least 5 days before the holding of said meeting on June 26, 2019. Signed, Elizabeth L. Candersaw, First Selectman.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. I'll now recognize First Selectman Candersaw for the purposes of a motion.
Thank you. I move that the Town of Canton approve the Superintendent of Facilities and Grounds position within the Department of Public Works to oversee the consolidation of both the Town and Board of Education's facilities and grounds maintenance along with capital projects.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Who is
that? We have a motion and a second.
Arnie? Okay.
Mr. Skinner, I'd like to recognize you for the purposes of an explanation.
Thank you. For a number of years now, the town has spoken with the Board of Education about combining our maintenance resources. And it came up at a Board of Finance meeting this year they suggested that the town go ahead and combine both the town side maintenance staff, our DPW, with the Board of Ed maintenance staff, which is the Board of Ed custodians. There's really a number of reasons for doing that. Probably two of the greatest ones is one, so that the Board of Education would get the benefit of DPW's expertise in areas everything from facility maintenance to capital projects. Also, by consolidating maintenance staff, we would get efficiency from that, from both labor groups coming together. They are two different unions, so we needed to set up a structure that would be able to work with both unions. The Superintendent of Buildings and Grounds is the position that will do that. That is a new position. It is created to oversee both the town facility staff, our custodians and facility supervisor, and the Board of Ed's custodial maintenance staff. So that new position will oversee both those two entities, and then that position, Superintendent of Building and Grounds, will answer to the Director of Public Works. We did earlier pass out an org chart. If you look at the org chart, that's illustrated in the org chart. At the top is the Director of Public Works. Underneath the Director of Public Works would be the new position of Superintendent of Building and Grounds. And then under the Superintendent of Building and Grounds would be Town Facility Manager and Town Custodians, Board of Ed Facility Manager and Board of Ed Custodians, and then the Parks and Grounds Managers and all of our grounds. So essentially, the Superintendent of Buildings and Grounds would oversee the common infrastructure that both the school and the town have, which is facilities and grounds. And so that's what this position would do.
Thank you very much, Mr. Skinner. We have a motion and a second. You've heard the explanation. It's time for your comment. If you wish to speak and you're able to, please rise in your seat and give your name and your address. Does anyone wish to remark? Does anyone wish to remark?
Arnold Goldman, 89 High Valley Drive. I'm also current chair of the Board of Finance. We discuss this as a Board of Finance, and we every year seek efficiencies wherever we can, and we are one community, and the fact that buildings are used for different purposes notwithstanding, it makes a lot of sense to have a unified structure to care for our properties and make sure that everything is done in the most efficient way possible. I don't know what the efficiencies will be, what savings will be over the long haul, but it's logical that all the buildings in Canton have one set of people overseeing them in this particular way. And so the Board of Finance is strongly in favor of this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goldman. Does anyone else wish to remark?
Richard Barlow, 321 Cherry Brook Road. I'd like to point out that for a number of years now on the capital budget side, the Board of Finance has requested that the Board of Education and the Board of Selectmen get together and prioritize capital projects for the annual budget. And in many cases, the projects that are being done for the Board of Education, such as enhancements to windows or to roofs in the Board of Education facilities, are being overseen by the town staff. And I would suggest that we go forward with this. It's a natural consolidation that will benefit both boards, and I think the citizens will have a better opportunity to see savings in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barlow. Does anyone else want to comment?
Sarah Faulkner, 25 Dyer Avenue. I'm also on the Board of Finance. I would like to second what Dr. Goldman said, which is that we really do feel this is a smart move in the long run. The question I have for you is, do you have any numbers? I know that I read that it was anticipated to be at no cost for this year. Do you have any numbers to project whether it will be a cost savings or an additional expenditure for next year and future years?
Mr. Skinner, do you care to respond, sir?
Yeah, as of right now, the figures that we have would be within the amount that the town and Board of Ed has already budgeted, including the additional $50,000 that the Board of Education had budgeted for a part-time person to oversee the capital projects at the school. Going forward next year, it would just depend on union contracts. They generally go up 2.5%, 2.75%. So you'd see an increase along those lines in any other contracting services that would go up. We are dealing with two unions, and so if there are changes and savings can be made in the unions, that usually will take place over time. One position that was eliminated was there was one maintainer eliminated at DPW now. And in the future, you may see other positions eliminated either on the town side or particularly on the Board of Ed side. But again, that's gonna take a little time. If there's gonna be changes between the two unions and personnel, it's gonna happen organically over time after there's trust made up, not by force by us immediately.
Ms. Faulkner, does that address your question?
It does, thank you.
Okay, thank you for your remarks. Does anyone else wish to comment? Does anyone else wish to comment on the motion? Hearing none, I will try your minds by voice vote. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed say no. The yeses clearly have it unanimously. There being no further business before this special town meeting, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Those opposed say no. Motion carries. This town meeting stands adjourned.